play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it was a phonetic puzzle. I said, first say a letter of the alphabet out loud, like B, C, or L, and then name something you might carry around in your pocket, say it twice, and finally name a variety of tree. And if you say these four things in order, phonetically they'll name a nice place in the United States to vacation. What is it? Well, the letter is a Y. You carry a key around in your pocket, and the tree is a beach, so you might like to vacation in Waikiki Beach.
Oh my goodness, a lot of y'all got this. So y'all probably got vacation on the mind, on the brain. There were 1,700 correct entries, and this week's winner is Adam Borden of Westminster, Colorado. Congratulations, Adam.
Thanks, Aisha. Really excited to be here with you and Will today.
Glad to have you here. So I got to ask you, how did you figure out this week's answer?
It kind of just came to me right off the bat. I mean, I think I solved it before you guys were even off the air that day.
Really?
yeah, well, I've been listening to a lot of Beach Boys lately.
Yeah, so thinking about that. Yeah, yeah. And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
It's been about 16 years that my wife and I have been listening to the puzzle together.
Yeah, well, you know, it's your lucky day. And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a bit of an old school nerd, so I'm an avid video gamer, a bit of a horror buff, both books and films.
Okay, that's right up my alley. Take it away, Will.
All right, Adam and Aisha, every answer today is a word ending in the letters AC, as in air conditioning. For example, if I said a person who stays awake all night, you might say insomniac.
Okay.
Here's number one, the 12 astrological signs.
Zodiac.
That's right. High quality brandy from France.
Cognac.
That's correct. A person with an inflated sense of himself.
Oh, an egomaniac.
Yes, a person who's lost his memory.
Amnesiac.
Good. Substance said to increase sexual desire or pleasure.
Aphrodisiac.
Very good. Related to the heart.
Cardiac.
That's right. Surface for roads and airport runways.
Oh, tarmac.
Good. Light purple or a flower with this shade.
Oh, lilac.
Good. Wood finish.
Sumac?
Okay, you're finishing some furniture at home. What might you put on it?
Shellac.
Good. Temporary camp, as for soldiers.
Bivouac.
Very good. A street with no outlet. It's a hyphenated word.
Cul-de-sac.
Very good. Miscellaneous ornaments of little value in a display case. It's also hyphenated.
Knick-knack?
Nope, that would be A-C-K.
Oh, bric-a-brac.
That's it. Shrub or small tree with small reddish fruits used as a spice.
That sounds familiar. I think that'd be sumac.
There's your sumac. A reference book filled with miscellaneous facts.
Almanac.
Very good. Emergency removal of patients to or from a hospital.
Evac?
Evac is the end of it.
Oh, medevac.
Medevac is right. And here's your last one, a super intelligent person.
Oh, brainiac.
A brainiac. Very good.
Oh, my goodness. That was really good, because that camp one, what did you say? The B word?
B-I-V-O-U-A-C.
A bivouac. Now, I ain't never heard of a bivouac. That was good. You did a great job. How do you feel?
Very relieved. I was afraid I was going to tank it, but yay.
No, you did very well for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Adam, what member station do you listen to?
We listen to KCFR in Denver.
That's Adam Borden of Westminster, Colorado. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Aisha, and thank you, Will. It's been an absolute pleasure and a joy. Highlight of my life, honestly.
Well, Will, on that note, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, well, this coming Thursday through Sunday, I'll be at the 185th convention of the National Puzzlers League, which is taking place in Minneapolis. and I brought a puzzle by someone else who will also be there, Ben Bass of Chicago. So take two different articles of clothing and place them one after the other. The result will spell something seen at a baseball game. What is it? So again, two different articles of clothing, place them one after the other, and the result will spell something seen at a baseball game. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. To submit your answer, just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, July 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.